You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, and you're back in the room. And we are pleased as punch to have the winner of the Word Up competition. Now I'm gonna attempt your name, Feli. Is it Feli first?
Yes.
Yes, and I'm going to go Fehi Pole Ya I Tarapai.
The first bit was good. I'll give you that. The first bit was good.
Go ahead and give us your name so we have the the proper.
Yeah. My name is Feli Fepole Ya I Tapoi.
Beautiful. We're also joined by Sophie Elworthy. You know all about the Word Up Festival. Do you want to give everybody the skinny on what went down?
To be sure. So Word Up is a youth spoken and lyrical word competition that we've been running out of Corbin State Arts Centre in Henderson for the last 12 years. Mm-hmm. And I took over as event manager this year. And basically we have a long kind of lead-in. I go and speak at a lot of high schools. We send letters out to every high school in Auckland, and we got 72 applicants this year, or entries.
Wow.
And from those we auditioned probably about 60.
I was going to say, is there like a starting grade? Like,
definitely. And but everyone was good in the auditions. Like, there was no, maybe a couple that, you know, just wasn't going to happen, but
yeah. Fair enough.
Most, pretty much everyone's really good. So it was a very hard thing, and I got that down to 18 finalists.
Oh, wow.
Of which Feli obviously was one of them. And then we had our final grand final on Friday night, and it is all sits within the Going West Books and Writers Festival, and so the winner usually gets to go and perform at their Grand Slam competition. But Feli's, she's a busy professional spoken word artist, so she had a high school that word the front line, which was at the town hall on Saturday night.
Right.
So she went off to that. Anyway, we found someone else to do that one. Mm-hmm. And that's basically it. It's a fantastic way. I love youth spoken word, particularly. You really get to hear the voice of the youth, and I think
it's going to come reasonably unfiltered, I guess. It's,
yeah, well, you come away a richer person.
No doubt.
And yeah, there's just so much talent. It's mind-blowing. You'll cry and laugh and all sorts of things. And yeah, it's a great way for the youth's voice, for their voices to be heard by a really respectful audience who can hopefully go out and teach more people.
It's just the voice, right? Like, no other aids of any, you know what I mean? Like, no,
well, it's about their writing and their performing their writing.
Right.
They have a microphone.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
And no, but there are singer-songwriters too.
Oh, because, okay.
But it's about their lyrics.
I see.
So, yeah. Generally, spoken word artists do win because there's a lot more words in their pieces.
Yes.
But it's really nice to have some musical interludes. And we had a comedy, 13-year-old comedian this year who was hilarious.
Wow, that's 13. That's brave to be a comedian.
Yeah, she was really brave. Cool. She was cool.
Yeah, she was.
Anyway,
how's the sort of whole thing judged, or is there a sort of panel?
Yep. So we had three judges this year. The awesome Bailey Wiley, who you guys would know about,
right on. And yeah.
Mad respect for her lyrics and her as a musician. And we had Kenneth Arkind, who's an American poet who's doing heaps for youth spoken word in Auckland, and he's like ex-winner of the US National Grand Slam, the New American Poets Society Grand Slam. He's like got TED Talks. He's amazing, isn't he? And you have a lot to do with him too, don't you, Feli? You probably know more about Ken than me, actually. So Kenneth was a great one that I got through my sister, Rachel, who runs the Christchurch Word Festival, and she suggested him. And then Marina Alefosio, who's works a lot with Ken too, I think, and she is from the South Auckland Poet Society.
Quite high pedigree across the board.
Absolutely.
They knew what they were looking for.
Yeah.
Feli, how long have you been practicing this art, I guess? That's what we're calling it, eh? Of course it is, yeah.
I started when I was 13, so I guess it's been a year and a bit now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you've come a long way. You'd probably stick at it, I think.
What got you interested in it?
Sorry, what?
What got you into it?
Oh, it was an accident. I wasn't supposed... So we're at the Frontline holds auditions for high schools every year. And at my school, my friend Anise, she actually put my name on the list without me knowing. So I had
Sounds like a good friend.
Yeah. At the time, she wasn't, but she is. And so I had to like jam up a piece one day before the auditions and like jam it out on that day.
Wow.
And I guess I just fell in love with it. Yeah, that was my first slam.
Wow, sounds like a real fight or flight scenario.
Yeah, it was.
Perfect. And I wonder, Have you memorized your piece, or do you have it like written down? Or when you do things, is it like off the top of the head? Or
I guess for every poet has their own type of style, mm-hmm. but my poems are always written on my cracked iPod,
right?
And then I memorize.
Everyone's got one of them.
Yeah, and then I guess for comps, I try to memorize as best as I can. Yeah.
Right.
What sort of things inspire your writing?
My writing is heavily based on the influences of the people around me. So my hometown, South Auckland, definitely is a big influence.
Cool.
My friends and family and my culture. Yeah. It's nice. I guess my poetry kind of talks about things that people try to avoid, or things that you don't hear about in everyday conversation.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. Seeing as we feel like we're getting towards that stage, should we just get you to perform your piece?
Yo.
Will this be the award-winning piece that we're about to hear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Lay it on us.
My tongue is kept on a leash to make sure it doesn't wander off and do the wrong things. The leash is just as short as everyone's attention spans, because if it was any longer, people would start trying to find faults in it. My words are groomed at the best salon in town. I try not to rub them the wrong way. They get pedicures every Tuesday, because if my words are too sharp, they might offend somebody. Sharpen my words until I can't recognize my own voice speaking them. If my words are actually a dog, I like to say they'd be a chihuahua. Or he's taking up the least space, or dressed up nice in what everyone else wants me to wear. They have 7 shades of pink for them to wear every day of the week. I don't even like the color pink, but that's okay, because they look pretty, don't they? Artificial too. They sound real pretty, don't they? Real polite too. Pretty pink poodles prance by saying hoof, and I take it as a compliment. My words like to crouch real low. That's why I find myself speaking so softly sometimes. My words like to rush down the sidewalk so they don't have to look anyone in the eye. But their careful tiptoes have stopped them from getting anywhere fast enough. My words like to walk so straight so they don't trip up. The chihuahua's favorite words seem to be, it's okay. It's okay, it's okay, it's easier this way. No one wants to put down your words this way. Take them to the pound and weigh your wrongs this way. Forget that you hate it when you're like this. Forget that you were always born a wolf. No one likes the sound of a dog's bark, but even the moon itself turns around when it hears a wolf's howl. You're never born to be a lapdog, but to run through these woods, to sharpen your words like claws until you left your mark on every tree in this forest. Forget that you shouldn't be boxed in by the standards of other people's expectations. Forget that you shouldn't be waiting for someone else to speak up. You should speak up. You have only been submissive for a few seconds. But in those split seconds of doubt, when you chain yourself down by being silent, when your hand forgets to raise itself, and when your hand forgets to form a fist, when you are just letting the world punch you and punch others, you are the one putting on the collar, but you sure as hell ain't the one holding the leash. Thank you.
Yo. Hey, so what was the name of the piece, sorry?
That piece is entitled Lapdog.
Awesome. Yeah. Quite powerful.
Thank you.
There wasn't much eye contact in the studio.
Yeah, just sort of stopped and listened. It was wonderful. So what's next on the calendar for you? What sort of, do you have any events coming up, or...?
Actually, no. Probably just take a break. Yeah, probably just chill for a while.
Cool. Hey, I was curious who you sort of draw inspiration from, like on a personal level, like humans, yeah. Kind of thing.
Of course, heaps of inspiration from people who write lyrics. So musicians, probably like rappers like Tyler the Creator, a lot of the hip-hop scene is what I'm into. But when it comes to poet, it's definitely the South Auckland Poets Collective.
Cool.
So that's, yeah, I love them as a collective. New Wave, they're kind of like a newer collective. Mm-hmm. I love them as well. And poets, Jala Ranger, yeah, she's one of my biggest inspirations.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What would you recommend if somebody was just wanting to get into it, like kind of you did a year ago? Go straight to the Poet Society and just say howdy?
Yo, my advice, just do it, eh? Cool. The poetry community is so supportive.
Yeah,
so,
I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the cliques and everything. I was only 13 when I got into it, but like they're accepting of everyone. And I think you kind of just have to have that trust and that love for yourself. You kind of just need to tell yourself that you deserve to be heard.
Right on.
And kind of just portray that in your poetry and the way you perform. And if you do that and you stay true to yourself, you'll make it, yeah.
Sick. Hey, Philae, thanks so much for coming up. You're killing it, so just keep kicking ass, I guess. Yeah, yeah, make a shout-out for sure.
Yo, shout-out to everyone in South Auckland right now. Yo, got a rip. Shout-out to my class. I love yous, and to my family. Shout out to Aldeire College. I know you guys are watching, or listening actually. And shout out to the peeps at World the Frontline and at Word Up, and to all the people who are doing amazing things in our community. And just again, shout out to my family and TNFB. I love yous. Yo.
Thank you, Phoebe.
Hey, thanks You're so amazing. Much for coming up, guys.
Thanks so much
Thank
for
you.
Having us.
Thank you.
See you later.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.